And you also partnership with United Way because you were also going to take in people who needed immediate housing before you could get into the maybe the more permanent situation. So how important was it in working with United Way?
Well, the most immediate housing needs were taken care of by the Red Cross and other agencies. We worked through agencies. So whether it was the United Way, whether it was Hosea Feed the Hungry, whether it was Aid Atlanta, whether it was Travelers Aid, you see the organizations listed. All of them assisted with housing. No one agency did more than anyone else. And over 1,700 families, according to these notes, were rehoused. So some people use the services, but some people use their family connections and church and synagogue, mosque connections. Several of the members of the faith community stepped up, and they adopted families mm-hmm. and helped to relocate them. What's different about what Atlanta did, I'm talking about the city of Atlanta now, is that we worked almost exclusively through existing organizations who had the capacity and the experience and expertise on relocation. There are organizations that do that every single day in Atlanta and in Georgia. We use those avenues to serve people. Our job was to provide whatever gap financing or assistance they needed to overcome obstacles because of the increased number of people or any resistance that they might find in trying to do that work. Because sometimes people do get upset that you're helping new people and not helping. And we did not want to take resources away from their day-to-day clientele. That's what's different about what Atlanta did. I don't know of another city during that period that operated quite that way.
Did you speak with any of the evacuees? Or did you just want to listen to, did
well,
you want
it's
to
interesting that you
them?
Say that. I mean, I actually designed and set up. I mean, I personally designed and set up the Adamsville
recreation.
Well, it was a help center mm-hmm. for anyone associated with the evacuation, and I did that the first weekend. I've forgotten the day of the storm, but that first Friday and Saturday, I wrote the outline and then worked with staff. And some organizations to implement it. But we actually set that up in a way so that we could respond to what the needs were. So I don't recall any sit-down conversations with anyone, although I can tell you from time to time I'm at the Atlanta airport, and I one time I met a TSA agent who told me she came to Atlanta because of the storm and that she remembered some of the services that we've given. So it's interesting. You meet these people in, you know, you meet people in different places. So I didn't do a recording. We were not recording their experiences as much as we were trying to make to be helpful to them.
As we all examine 10 years since Hurricane Katrina, you seem very proud of what Atlanta was able to do.
I don't know that this is pride that you're hearing from me.
No. I mean, can be proud of how the city of Atlanta, maybe that's a better way of putting it. You can be proud of how the city of Atlanta responded.
I am proud that the city of Atlanta cared enough about other people that we reached out and helped literally tens of thousands of people and didn't think twice about it. And that there was never any resistance from any major group within the city. And the reports that are available show that there are literally dozens and dozens of organizations and hundreds of individuals who were helpful in that process.
You recently wrote a piece praising New Orleans officials for being able to sort of rebuild, and particularly for in low-income communities, being able to rebuild and bring back, you know, those communities. How important
well, I
is that
love,
for you? Because you're very involved in that, just across the nation, not just here in Atlanta, but across the nation in terms of rebuilding communities.
Well, I'm really excited that David Edwards, who's the CEO of Purpose Built Communities, was able to come and talk with you and have the advantage of discussing Purpose Built Communities. And indeed, the Bio District Foundation in the old Ninth Ward in New Orleans is modeled after the Eastlake initiative in Southeast Atlanta and has been very successful in rebuilding mixed income housing, a sense of community, new early education school, Educare, and really beginning to help the city heal and give people who have the limited economic means an opportunity to enjoy what can be the rebuilding of New Orleans. So, but it's really exciting. But to get back to Katrina, what did we learn? We learned we need to be prepared. We learned that preparedness is not enough. You have to be flexible enough to change your plans if, in fact, that is needed. We learned to listen to the people who we were trying to help as opposed to just imposing our own model. So we learned to push back, even to funders like FEMA, and to say to them, that wouldn't work in Atlanta. And you'll see that FEMA dedicated about $5 million in Atlanta. And, you know, their typical model is a reimbursement model. In the case of Atlanta, they advanced the money because I was adamant that that was the only way we were going to operate, because the people of Atlanta who were paying taxes were not expecting us to wait around for years and years.
To be reimbursed.
So we learned that. We learned that as much as you do, it's not always enough. So some people, I'm sure, fell through the cracks. And I don't know who they are, but I know we were working really hard to avoid that. And we learned that there really are no geographic boundaries in this world, that what happens in New Orleans or what happens in California has an impact on what happens in Atlanta and vice versa. So we have to be ever cognizant of our relationship to the rest of the world, not just to Cobb County and Clayton County, Cobb and Fulton and DeKalb, but also to the rest of the world, because we're human beings, and so we're a part of that humanity.
Former Atlanta Mayor Shirley Franklin, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your reflections on Hurricane Katrina.
Thank you.